yeah, days like today are why Wisconsin is heaven on, like, a place on earth, or whatever the line is, which I just botched terribly. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and happy Friday Eve, one and all. We resume our coverage of what's going on here in the state of Wisconsin by bringing on one of our favorite guests. His name's Mark Sommerhauser. He is with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Welcome back to the show, Mark, and happy belated 4th of July to you.
Same to you, Maggie. It's good to be back with you.
This is just the kind of Wisconsin Policy Forum analysis that gets my blood pumping. It's one of these things, looking at our export and imports and what percentage of GDP this is, the trends over the last 10 plus years, and understanding that as we take a look at Donald Trump's tariff policies and what this might mean in Wisconsin is probably more important now than it has been. Certainly, we understand that a lot of trade took a massive hit during the COVID epidemic, right? And so looking at where we are now and the impact of these tariffs on Wisconsin's GDP and on our export and import trade is super important. You folks have published two reports, one on exports, one on imports, and the Wisconsin Policy Forum will be convening their virtual Friday forum event this Friday, right, Mark, to talk about both of these reports. So if you want to get more on that, go to WPF.org and sign up RSVP for their Friday forum. But let's start with the export side, Mark.
Sure.
Give us the broad strokes of what does Wisconsin export? How much of our GDP do exports account for? And these big picture ideas about exports.
Yeah, so we can start with some of those big picture ideas. I think one of the first big picture things to understand is that exports play a critical role in Wisconsin's economy to a greater extent than a lot of other states. That's in part because of our industry mix here in Wisconsin. We know that Wisconsin, our economy relies more heavily than a lot of other states on two pillars, right? Manufacturing and agriculture. And those are both export dependent, you know, industry sectors. Where a lot of the things that we make or we grow in those sectors, we export to markets outside the United States. And since about the mid-20-teens, the value of the total combined value of the exports that we're sending outside of the state of Wisconsin to global markets has fallen, okay? Since about 2012, 2013, when it peaked right around in that period.
Mm-hmm.
You'd asked about kind of share of GDP and total value. So in 2024, the total value of all exported goods from the state of Wisconsin was about $27.5 billion. So that was roughly just a hair under 8% of the state's GDP. The peak that we saw with that was back in 2012. It was down about $4.2 billion. So it was around in the neighborhood of about $32 billion in inflation-adjusted dollars back in 2012. And we saw kind of a trend here where export values actually grew quite a bit during the period from 2009 to 2012 during the Great Recession. Remember, these are exports, so these are obviously goods that are going outside of the country. We kind of hit that peak in 2012. We saw a drop, of course, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a little bit of a recovery in 2022, but then a little bit of a decline again in 2023 and 2024, which is kind of interesting. That was a time when we were seeing some growth in the national economy. So it's kind of interesting that the value of our state's exports were declining in inflation-adjusted dollars during those last couple of years.
So manufacturing exports and agricultural product exports dominate the Wisconsin economy, key engine here. What's leading to the decrease in exports? And does that indicate some sort of economic slowdown here in the state of Wisconsin? What does this mean and what's causing it?
Yeah, I think it's a little too soon to say that it means a slowdown. I think we're all familiar with the fact that our state's manufacturing sector has had some bumps in the road, and that's a story going back several decades, right? So it's certainly possible that it could reflect, some changes in our state's manufacturing sector. As we know that sector, while it's still very important to our state's economy, does not comprise as large of a share of our total economy as it once did. due to the effects of automation and a lot of things that I think a lot of folks are familiar with. You know, our report is not able to get too deep into some of the causation here. This is one of our shorter focus reports, and so we really just kind of lay out some of these high-level data points. But what I would say is with a lot, especially with a lot of these shorter reports that we do, it often will have a finding and we'll go kind of go, huh. And, you know, other folks will read it and go, okay, that's interesting. And a lot of times it'll lead to more research. We've already actually done, as you referenced, sort of a second piece in this series where we decided let's take it a step further and look at imports, kind of the other side of the coin. I think the fact that the value of exports has been falling in Wisconsin is certainly something that bears further examination. You know, one piece that I think is likely linked to the statewide decline is the fact that in our state's largest metro area, Metro Milwaukee, we have been seeing declining export values. And so I think for any state, when their largest metro area is seeing a decline in export value, there's a good chance that that's going to affect the total statewide value.
And to be clear, this is exports of goods. You're not including in this service exports, which are a little bit different to measure and track and certainly represent a different segment of the economy. I want to be sure folks understand what data we're talking about here.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. So again, just to summarize, Wisconsin exported goods were valued at just under $28 billion in 2024. This is just under about 8% of the state's GDP. And what we've seen is a general decrease in overall both proportion and absolute dollar value adjusted for inflation of exports since that peak in 2012-2013. I think what's important here for folks to take with them is, one, we've seen that decrease. So the question is, what's causing it? The reports by the Wisconsin Policy Forum aren't putting forward a cause. And secondly, that the Wisconsin Policy Forum has done this research, right, that these numbers are now available for people to observe and to then track as we move forward, right? We hopefully can then understand better over the course of Donald Trump's presidency what the impacts of some of this macroeconomic tariff policy is. Folks, if you're just joining us, I'm joined this half hour by Wisconsin Policy Forum's Mark Sommerhauser. Wisconsin Policy Forum joins the show pretty frequently to talk about some of the excellent work that they do. They've recently issued two reports on Wisconsin export and import economies. If you want to participate in their Friday Forum virtual discussion about that, where they present this data in more detail, you can go to WPF.org and RSVP for their virtual Friday Forum, which is coming up tomorrow on these very reports. Of course, you can find the reports there as well.
And just Mark, jump in, yeah, Maggie, please. real quick. That event is actually a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. Yeah, my apologies.
So folks have a little more time to register if they want. We'd love to have folks join us, though. It's totally free. You can just go to our website and register, and it's like a Zoom type webinar event, so you can participate from anywhere that you have a good internet connection. So yeah, a week from tomorrow is when that event is happening.
My apologies, Mark, and everybody out there. It'll be on July 18th. That's when they've got their Friday forum. Let's turn to the import side of things, Mark. Give us the big picture view of Wisconsin's import economy.
Yeah, so Wisconsin...
Wait, before we do that, I forgot to ask a really important question about our exports. Yeah. Who do we export this stuff to?
I'm glad you asked.
My bad, Mark.
No worries, but I'm glad you asked because I think that is so important. And, you know, part of the reason we did this, we know that there's so much increased interest in kind of our global trade in light of all the developments that have been happening around tariffs and other things. And I think it's really essential to understand here in Wisconsin who our global trading partners are. I think these countries probably won't surprise your listeners, but there were some surprises in here for me. So in terms of our exports, where are we sending stuff, goods from Wisconsin to? Our number one importer of Wisconsin products was Canada, at about $8.5 billion worth of products that Canada imported from Wisconsin. So far and away, our biggest importer of our products. Next up on the list, European Union, actually, $4.5 billion. And then very, very close behind the EU is Mexico at $4.4 billion. China was actually number four on this list. So I know there's always a lot of interest in China as a global trading partner. They're actually not in the top three, but coming in at fourth. And if you take those top four trading markets, they are about two-thirds, roughly two-thirds of all of our exports go to one of those four places, right? So I think that's important to consider. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talk Canada, EU, Mexico, China, right? Like, and this has been, yes, Donald Trump is the 90 countries with the reciprocal tariffs, and we were supposed to have 90 deals. The bulk of the tariff policy has largely been focused in these regions. They have by far the biggest impact on the U.S. economy, as well as here in Wisconsin. Turns out also, they are the four places that we import all of our stuff from, the vast majority of our stuff from, too. I know we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But when we look at that level of export, what are you hearing from manufacturing CEOs? Have you talked to folks that are running agricultural businesses? Are they having to adjust their prices? Are they seeing retaliatory tariffs? How is it, do you have any sense from doing this research? Have you talked to some CEOs about their view of the economy and the tariff policy?
So great question. I know there definitely have been some retaliatory tariffs imposed in other countries. It obviously has been challenging to kind of keep track of all the moving pieces there because all these tariffs keep getting imposed and then paused and then the rates get changed. So that's been difficult for everybody, I think, to follow along with. We have not talked specifically to manufacturer CEOs. However, I'm going to use this opportunity to shamelessly plug our Forum Friday event where we are going to be talking to Del Cuyenga, who's the president and CEO of MMAC. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be talking to Jackie Carter, who's the port director over at Port Milwaukee, our state's biggest port. And then also the Canadian consul in Chicago is going to be joining us. That consulate covers basically a portion of the Midwest, including Illinois and Wisconsin and some other states. And so we're going to be hearing some of those perspectives, I think, at our event. And I'm interested to hear for instance, what Del Cuyenga says about our manufacturers, whether the imports coming into the Port of Milwaukee have been impacted potentially here in the last few months. So that's kind of part of why we're having the conversation, and hopefully also being able to tease out a little more of the why to explain some of the numbers that we have here in our reports.
Yeah, I know that Del Cuyenga formerly served in the Wisconsin legislature, now the executive director of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce, colloquially known as the MMAC. He's posted that he's been hearing and on social media that he's been hearing a lot of concern just over the overarching uncertainty that is surrounding U.S. trade policy globally. We're going to continue this great conversation with Mark Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're going to dig into some of the data from their most recent report about Wisconsin's import economy and how this might be affecting you and your family's pocketbook when we return right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.